$10,716, Umbert V. Pamilio III, custodian, east of Road 16, east of Bay Shore Drive, V and Lot 9, Block A, within Old Inlet Beach, Section 1. A variance from the side yard setback requirement.
Miriam Pamilio, 874 Port Penn Road, Middletown, Delaware, 19708.
Umbert Pamilio.
Same address. Do you both swear or affirm the testimony about to give will be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes.
Okay, thank you.
Good evening.
Good evening, how are you?
Very well.
She's going to be passing around paper. It's an aerial photograph of how the current property sits.
Mm-hmm.
We are in a position where we have an existing cottage that is encroaching on a neighbor's property. It was a family compound, and until about a year ago, it got resolved, and the cottage needs to be moved.
Okay.
So we have, our son actually has the lot that it's partially on, and we would like to move the cottage wholly onto that lot. We would prefer not to turn the cottage as it's currently situated. We have a view of the bay. If we had to turn it to meet the current setbacks, we would lose that view of the bay, which would be a hardship, and we would also have to do a lot of modification to the house. So we're requesting a 5-foot variance into the 15-foot setback that adjoins the pedestrian access along the northern portion of the lot.
Okay.
So as you can see, I put the approximate lot location, and you can see how it goes through the center of that smaller cottage.
Mm-hmm.
That's the one we'd like to move.
How wide is that cottage?
The cottage is 30 foot long by 24 foot deep.
15 foot sides?
15 foot on the side by the pedestrian access. It's a paper road, and I'm assuming that's why there's a 15 foot. The other side has a 10 foot, and the rear has a 10 foot. So we're requesting that it be a 10 foot along the pedestrian access.
So you're planning to center it on the lot, which gives you 10 foot on each side. However, one side has a 15 foot setback.
Correct.
Yes.
Okay. And we went out there today, and it appears that the person on the other side of the pedestrian access might have gotten a variance. I don't know if that's true. They are only, their house is only 10 feet from the pedestrian access.
Okay.
So it sounds like you have no problem addressing those standards.
No, sir. I have it all written down if you'd like.
Absolutely. Go right ahead.
It'd be nice to hear it for once.
Okay.
Once we get to you on that, we will. Okay.
For the uniqueness of the property, it's a fairly narrow lot. It's only 50 feet wide. The standard setback for side setbacks is 10 feet in Sussex County. However, because we're considered a corner lot because of the pedestrian access, it's 15 foot on that side, which is 5 foot less than most lots down there would have. The cottage that we're proposing be moved was in existence prior in the early 1980s. It was constructed as a family compound. The two cottages together were part of the family compound. And until recently, as I said, there was legal action brought that required us to have it moved. So that's our difficulty due to unique. We could possibly turn the cottage, but as I said, that would be a hardship that we would have to incur additional cost to provide a view of the bay, which is the whole point of having, you know, waterfront property.
So you think it's necessary to enable reasonable use of the property then?
Yes, I believe it is.
Okay.
And I feel it would be a burden with additional expenses to keep within that 10-foot setback. We have not created the difficulty because, as I said, you know, there was co-ownership prior to this, and it was not an issue. So the orientation of the house was done without ever thought of this being divided up.
Okay.
The effect on the surroundings, there would be no effect on the surroundings. As I mentioned, we're in Broadkill, and there's a lot of narrow lots down there, and there's a lot of variances that have been granted for that area. The pedestrian access would not be encroached upon in any way. There would still be a 20-foot pedestrian access next to the lot.
Okay.
We are requesting the minimum to afford us relief with only 5 foot, and that would still maintain a 10-foot setback. And I think that's everything.
Well done.
Thank you.
Very well done. Thank you. Okay. Hey, are there any further questions from members of the board? Mr. McCabe?
No, sir.
Mr. Burton?
No.
Mr. Hudson?
No.
Mr. Mills?
No.
Okay, hearing no further questions. Are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? We have one? Okay, you speaking on their behalf? Sure.
Good evening, gentlemen.
Please.
Tim Willard with Fuqua, Uri, and Willard. And we just speak in opposition of this variance request. I must say, as you did at the outset, it was refreshing to have somebody address the elements.
Standards, right?
It's, these elements are kind of tedious. But just because they're addressed doesn't mean that they've been met, and that's what you have to decide. I represent Catherine and John Yost. They're right here. And they oppose this. Mainly because they believe it'll affect their property and adjacent, but I'm going to go through each element. First of all, we don't believe that the property is, in fact, unique.
Before you get too far into which property is theirs, Mr. Willard, tax map standpoint or lot number or something?
Yeah, it's lot number. I'm going to give you a handout. Put my glasses down, so this is going to take a little while. Can I hand this to
you? Sure, sure.
This is a handout that shows the tax parcel and the tax map. Colored in green is the Yost property.
Okay.
And it's on Bay Shore, so it's not on the ocean side. And colored in sort of purple is the applicant's property, which is right on the ocean. So their property sits right in front of theirs between the bay, if you will. The bay, there's their property, the applicant's property, the street, and then the Yost property. First of all, just to address the uniqueness of the property, it really isn't unique. There are dozens and dozens of lots in this subdivision that are actually 5,000 square feet. And I'll hand the recorded subdivision to you. And the applicant really has not described any natural feature of the lot other than its size. And it was designed that way, to be small lots that are cottages. And there are other buildings in there that fully meet the requirement, either internal lots or lots that are on the accord on the corner. And your law requires that lots on the corner be given that extra 5 feet. And I might add that 5 feet is not insignificant when you're dealing with small lots and oceanfront lots, bayfront lots, that also has another tier behind them. Cannot otherwise be developed. The applicant has indicated that the dimensions of the, and my clients have no opposition to them moving this. In fact, that's part of the agreement, but it's 24 by 30, so it could be shifted and fit with it within the setback and allow the 15 feet next to the walkway, the thoroughfare, if you will. And the economic hardship of them creating or it taking away from a view, I can only assume it has to do with windows or doors or something like that. And that we submit is not a hardship, is a de minimis hardship as far as creating a view in relation to the other standards that have to be met. After all, the law says that they should have 15 feet. Was it created by the applicant? This is one, and it's interesting to watch the other applicants struggle with this one, you know, when they have an existing situation, they don't want to say how whether it was created by them or not. Well, the hardship, that is, that they need the extra 5 feet, was created by them to the extent that's where how they chose to move it. And when they could put it in a different situation, just shift it as it's being moved, then it was, in fact, created by them. I also have I didn't see the applicant's aerial. I have a similar one, or having not seen it, I can assume it's similar, but it's a Google Earth shot of it, and so it may give you a different perspective. But it will show the Yost property, which is right across the street, Bayshore. And it shows, and you also have, I believe everybody has a copy of their survey, which you see there, just moving the house forward and to the left. And we're just asking that it only be moved, you know, to 10, give 15 feet instead of 5, so, and shift it.
Why is that?
Why is that?
Yeah. Why do you, I mean, I understand the applicant has to meet standards, but why are your clients objecting to the...
Well, if you look at what was just handed out, and you see where they live, Mr. Burrell, and this is by no means a survey or accurate, but if you compare it to their survey, you see where the house would be. Do you have this, Mr. Burrell, yet? It's coming your way.
You're going to tell me it's blocking their view.
Absolutely.
And you understand that courts don't protect views.
I understand that, but if they're going to maintain, however, that this is a hardship for them not to have the view, and that's the reason they should be into the 5 foot into the 15 foot variance, and to the extent the court doesn't protect views, this board certainly can recognize that when they look at whether the hardship going into the setback is an actual hardship, if you look at it from their perspective, you certainly can look at it from the neighbors across the street perspective, and that's what this depicts. And if you balance that with the other requirements that you have, is the property unique? Is it self-created? Can they do it in a different way without too much effort? Then we believe that they haven't met their burden in this case. And that's really our position, Mr. Burrell.
Their view is going to still be blocked. I'll turn it the other way, right?
It won't be blocked 5 feet more than it would. It's, in other words, if this was the 5 feet that they're looking at and their house is right here, it would be out of the way 5 feet that way.
As long as they got to be able to see there, right? And you got to be a room there or something, a porch, so they can see that area.
I'm just, if in front of their house, they have 15 feet that they're looking at. In addition, they have, if you look at the aerial where there's a 20-foot right of way, then they have, now it's a vacant lot, quite frankly. But instead of them coming all the way in front of them, they would come back 5 feet. That's what the law says. That's what they're entitled to. And without great deal of hardship to them, they can comply with the law. So to answer your question, Ms. Workman, that 5 feet is important to them. And we don't believe that the applicants met their burden to get into that setback, because that's what they require, not only for the people across the neighborhood or the street directly, but for everybody that lives in that neighborhood that use that walkway. I mean, there's a reason you have that law, to give a little extra cushion for thoroughfares. I mean, there's a reason you have the law, and that's why these standards that you have to meet and sometimes are difficult to meet should be difficult to meet. Well, that's what we believe. I'd like, Mr. Yost, can I call him and swear him and just confirm some of the things I said, and then if you all have other questions?
Sure.
Mr. Yost, you'll have to go up there and be sworn.
Is the lady going to testify as well?
I assume don't that's think Mrs. So. Yost. Yeah, if you all have questions.
No, I just would do them at the same time. Name and address for the record, please.
John Yost, 1501 South Bayshore Drive is my summer address. 714 Bullen Drive.
That's right, just one of them.
Okay.
Do you swear or affirm the testimony about to give will be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes, I do.
Mr. Yost, let me just ask you a couple brief questions, and they may have some questions for you. Is it, in fact, you do live in the lot right across the street on Bayshore from the applicant's property?
We do.
And do you believe that by putting this moving this house an additional 5 feet into the setback, do you think that would permanently alter your use of the property?
Yes, I know the court doesn't look at view, but we purchased the property in 2001, considering the placement of it, and this is our retirement home. And because the homes are close together with a small street between them, 5 feet really blocks a lot more than if you were back even further. So it would with a totally enclosed, air-conditioned, heated front porch, which is our main living area. That is what the bone of contention for us is what we're going to be seeing and what we're able to see. And we have a lot of other people that utilize that access also.
I don't have any more questions for Mr. Yost, if you all do, or Mrs. Yost.
I have one. What, Mr. Yost, if I might ask you this, what actually provoked you to buy this, the property that you did there?
We bought it as a retirement home.
I'm speaking in terms of view.
Well, the view is what we have is fairly wide open, even considering the, if a house were to be moved and met the correct setbacks, because we knew that there were 15 feet setback on with right of way.
But part of the reason you have a view is because of the paper street, correct?
Pardon?
Part of the reason you have the view is because of the paper street, the 15-foot street to the
yes.
beach. Yeah. And then also part of the reason when you purchased the property, your view was expanded because the house was on an adjacent lot. Is that correct?
Yes, and we took that in consideration, looking at the setbacks also and what we would still have if a house were to be moved.
Okay. Oh, so you considered that when
yes.
you purchased the property?
Yes, sir.
Okay. All right, thank you.
Mr. Yost, I take it you're on your property, you meet all your setback requirements, you don't have any variances? Is that correct?
We do. We meet all the setback requirements.
You do have a front porch all the way down the length of your home here?
Yes, except for it's the front porch runs 24 feet with windows in front, and that's heated and air-conditioned. That's our main living area.
To the side of the paper street then?
Pardon?
To the side of that paper street?
Yes, it looks over across the street.
Street, okay.
Yes.
Okay. Are there any other questions? Mr. McCabe?
No, sir.
No further. Mr. Berman?
No
further.
No.
Mr. President?
No.
Mr. Mills?
No.
Okay.
Thank you.
The only other point I would have is another question on the paper street. I think legally the fact that they have a paper street there with the 20 foot is how it is. I mean, that's how it is.
Agreed.
And that should not diminish the law, which is the 15 feet for corners, and I'm sort of hearing
no,
that question.
I didn't mean to.
Oh, I didn't mean to apply. I've sort of, it's sort of unique, and corner lots are unique, and by no means the Yosts don't want them to develop their property and have their cottage there. It's just when we look at it and look at the law, we look at the standard. So thank you, gentlemen.
Okay, thank you.
Do we have a chance to comment on that?
Yes, that's why I called you back up.
Okay. Miss Yost is my husband's sister.
My sister.
She's the one who brought the legal action against us. She had her choice of any lot when we went to settlement. She chose the lot that she got, which is adjacent to. It's the larger cottage as well as. So she already knew going into this that we would need to remove that cottage from the lot. So her opposition, although you know she claims that they will lose their view, they knew that it was very possible to lose their view when they purchased the house that they did across the street as well. They do have the lot adjacent, so they have a beautiful view of the bay already. They own both. I just wanted to make that clear that it's not.
Which lot adjacent?
Which
the large cottage on the aerial that I showed you that's adjacent to, they own that as well. Yes.
They own this one?
Yes.
Okay, and this one?
Yes.
Okay. Mr. Barrell asked the why. Well, that's the why. I just got through 4 years of
a long, legal
long
battle.
Drawn out, unhappy legal battle to get some things of the family compound, this being part of, separated with my sister. So I guess it really doesn't surprise me that they have spent some money to get somebody to address this with as much as they possibly could to yet kind of.
Did they
do another dig to me that was more fun?
Did they have the option of this property?
Yes, they did.
They had options of all of them. I had
right. The large cottage actually sits on it's considered one large lot, but it was originally two lots, and there were three owners at the time, my husband, her, and our son. And they opposed our son getting ownership from his father, their father. And they challenged that, and they had their choice of any lot.
Right.
And my husband gave up his right.
That's all I really needed to have.
Thank you. Thank you. Is that it?
Okay. Hearing no further questions? No more whatsoever. Okay, thank you.
Okay.
Hey.
Are you going to vote, or are you going to set it aside?
Get ready to call for it, ma'am. Okay. Hearing no further questions? Excuse me. Chair will entertain a motion.
Chairman, I make a motion that we table case number 10,716 to our next regular meeting.
November 1st.
That's the 15th?
November 1st.
Okay. And do I have a second to that motion?
Second.
It's a one. Okay. I have a motion by Mr. Mills and a second by Mr. McCabe that we table case number 10,716 until our next regular meeting, which will be 11-1. Okay, all those in favor of the motion, give the usual voting sign.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. All opposed? Motion carried. Your case will be tabled until our next regular meeting.
And what do we need to prepare?
There's no additional testimony. It'll be strictly deliberation by the board.
Do we need to be here?
You can be here if you like, but there'd be no additional comments or anything.
Okay.
There's no more comment from the public. But you can view our deliberations on the internet.
Okay.
We just like some time to think about it and
sure.
Digest all that we've heard.
Great. Thank you.
Okay.